Blackstone Audio presents The Wings of the Sphinx by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. Chapter 1. Whatever happened to those early mornings when, upon awakening, for no reason, he would feel a sort of current of pure happiness running through him? It wasn't the fact that the day was starting out cloudless and windless, and the sun shining bright. No, it was a different sensation, one that had nothing to do with his meteoropathic nature. If he had to explain, it was like feeling in harmony with all of creation, perfectly synchronized with a great stellar clock precisely positioned in space, at the very point that had been destined for him since birth. Bullshit? Fantasy? Maybe. But the indisputable fact was that he used to have this feeling rather often. Whereas now, for the last few years, it was, "So long, nice knowing you." Gone, vanished. In fact, nowadays, early mornings very often inspired a feeling of refusal in him, a sort of instinctive rejection of what awaited him once he was forced to accept the new day, even if there were no particular hassles awaiting him in the hours ahead. And the proof of this was the way he acted upon emerging from sleep. Now, the moment he raised his eyelids, he immediately lowered them again, remaining in darkness for a few more seconds, whereas before, the moment he opened his eyes, he kept them open, even slightly agape, avidly taking in the light of day. "And this," he thought, "is surely because of my age." But immediately, Montalbano too rebelled against this conclusion. Because for a few years now, two different Montalbanos lived inside the inspector, and they were always in disagreement. The moment one of them said something, the other would assert the opposite.